What's up, loves? This is Love or Obsession. I'm your host, Queen. Hey guys, welcome and welcome back. Today on Love or Obsession, we will discuss Sergio Brown, ex-NFL player, Maywood, Illinois resident, accused of the murder of his mother, in which he pleaded not guilty. Everything is alleged because the case is still open. Let's get into it. Myrtle Simmons was born September 8, 1950 in Little Rock, Arkansas. At the age of 18, she started working for the United States Postal Service. She earned many promotions and retired as a manager in 2006. And let me say real quick, guys, elders, meaning your loved ones born as early as 1944 or better, they had staying power back when they was going to work and getting them jobs. Because I hear a lot of stories of people in that generation starting jobs fresh out of high school or at age 18, and they be working those jobs for like 30, 40 years. Because I know people of my generation, I can't speak for everybody, but speaking for myself, I'm trying. Staying power with these jobs, I am trying, okay? I think the longest I ever worked a job consistently, consecutively, shoot, maybe 7 years. Well, back to the story. So Myrtle eventually married a man named Mario Brown, who was said to be the first African-American men's basketball player at Texas A&M University. The couple had three sons, Mario Jr., Nick, and Sergio. Words used to describe Myrtle were beautiful, loving, inspirational. It was stated that she made the people around her feel as if they mattered. You know, relationships that Myrtle Simmons Brown had, they were close-knit. She had close-knit relationships with her sister, with her nieces, and just with people in general. So imagine the devastation that one of her sisters felt on September 16, 2023, when she found 73-year-old Myrtle's body in a creek behind Myrtle's Maywood home that she shared with her son Sergio. The Cook County medical examiners determined that Myrtle died from injuries related to an assault, ruling the manner of death as a homicide. Really fast, let's talk about Sergio. Okay, Sergio Brown, born May 22, 1988 in Maywood, Illinois. He attended Proviso East High School, where he played football and he ran track and field. He qualified for the long jump in college. He attended the University of Notre Dame. Brown was undrafted in the 2010 NFL Draft. He signed with the New England Patriots on April 29, 2010, and he was waived during final cuts on September 4, 2010, and re-signed to the team's practice squad the next day. So it seemed to me like he was drafted and undrafted. his position was safety. Other teams that was affiliated with Sergio Brown are the Indianapolis Colts, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Atlanta Falcons, and the Buffalo Bills. So Myrtle Jean Simmons Brown found in a creek behind her home, and Sergio is nowhere to be found. That is until he started posting videos on social media from Mexico saying news about his mother's death was fake news. He was acting very weird. People thought that it was just strange how his news of Myrtle Brown's body being found and Sergio being out of Dodge, nowhere in sight, and then start posting all these random social media messages. So October 2023, Brown was deported from Mexico following a scuffle with Mexican police. He was taken into custody in California. Authorities were pursuing an arrest warrant for first-degree murder, but prosecutors alleged he was using his mother's credit card in Mexico. On December 6, 2023, Brown pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and his mother's death. And his next court His next court date is scheduled for January 24th, 2024. And I don't know, guys, what do y'all think? Is Sergio guilty? Is the evidence against him so strong and damning that it had to be him? Or did it just have to be some weird coincidence that he just so happened to be out of town using his mother's credit cards while she's found unalived behind their home? So Sergio, his brothers and the family, I don't know how they might feel towards it because, again, Myrtle Simmons Brown and her husband, they had three sons. Sergio is accused of this heinous crime against his mother, and he still have two other brothers, and I wonder how they feel about it. And also the family, because she did have these close-knit relationships, it seemed. It is mental. I don't know if it's mental health issues involved or what. So many unanswered questions. But thank you guys so much for listening. I will be on the lookout for this trial and more information about this case if you guys would like updates about it. Pictures can be found on the Instagram at Love or Obsession Podcast. Please send all messages and suggestions to loveorobsessionpodcast@gmail.com. It's Queen. I love you guys. Peace out.